Marion resident Jackie M. Polsky says she doesn't know what her health insurance options are or how much they'll cost, and she's worried.
If I don't know about it and I work in like healthcare billing, I don't know how anybody else is going to have any idea what's going on.
And Polsky says other than what she's read in newspapers, the only information she got was an email from her insurance carrier saying her plan was being canceled. Thousands of Iowans got a similar notification because only one insurance company will offer health plans on the Affordable Care Act marketplace in 2018. Karen Sullivan runs a program in central Iowa that helps people sign up for insurance through the ACA. She says consumers seem confused about what's happening to the health care law after multiple attempts by Congress to change it.
So many people are concerned, is it or is it not around, and what do I do to get insurance for myself and my family?
Sullivan says most people who call in don't know about the stopgap measure that Iowa has proposed to stabilize its individual insurance market.
It's going to be a very tight timeline, and I'm concerned that the word's not going to get out quick enough as to how people should enroll in health insurance.
The state of Iowa is still waiting for federal approval of its plan to change how Obamacare subsidies are distributed to people who buy their own health insurance.
If we don't get word by the end of this week, clearly we've run out of time.
That's Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Oman. He says the state has been testing its sign-up system for the stopgap plan, and if it's approved, will be ready to start enrollment on November 1st. The real issue will be having enough time to educate Iowans on how to buy insurance before the sign-up period ends on December 15th.
I am concerned about those that are currently in the Aetna population because it really does require a significant effort to reach out to those individuals.
Most people who buy their own insurance get it from Aetna, which won't offer plans in Iowa's individual market next year. But Oman says it's more important to reach healthy young people who have stopped buying insurance in recent years. He says including them in the market will spread the risk, which would slow down price increases. Health policy experts say there is not enough time to educate 70,000 people about a brand new way to sign up for insurance. Whether Iowans will be better off with the stopgap plan depends on their income level and their health. Under the stopgap measure, middle and higher income people will get extra help paying their insurance premiums. But these health plans will have a deductible over $7,000 for a single person and twice that for a family. Sick people with low and modest incomes would likely struggle to pay these higher out-of-pocket costs.
Yes, some individuals will have a more challenging experience, and some people will have a better experience. But a commercial market can't work unless it's attractive to healthy people.
This is a big reason why left-leaning groups and advocacy organizations for people with cancer and diabetes have criticized the stopgap plan. They say it doesn't fit the legal requirement of providing coverage at least as affordable as it would be under the ACA. If the stopgap isn't approved, people who have ACA plans will be automatically enrolled in a Medica plan. For people at middle and higher income levels, it means they might have to pay double or triple what they paid this year for health insurance. While the state waits for a decision from the feds, Iowans have little information with which to make hard decisions of their own. And Polsky says she likes living in Iowa, but
I don't have to live in Iowa. And if this continues to be such a big issue, I'll move out of state in order to have affordable health care if that's what I have to do.
Many others will be trying to figure out if they can buy health insurance at all. I'm Katerina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.